It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jazz Myers joins us. Jazz, good to visit with you. In the Wild come up big again. They beat the Sabres 4-1. Another big 2 points in the standings.
As I said in my story in the Pioneer Press, which is up online already, if anybody wants to read it, this wasn't a must-win game. This was a should-win game. Buffalo's not very good. Let's just be honest. They're one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference. I think they are the worst team in the Eastern Conference. One of the worst teams in the league. Playing them at home, when you're finally scoring some goals, you should win this game. The Wild did. Now, it was interesting because they looked a little sleepy in the first period. I'll be honest, Buffalo probably should have had about a 2-0 lead. Filip Gustavsson, as he has been lately, and for a lot of the season, honestly, was really, really good in the first period when they needed him to be. And then the Wild came out in the second period and just woke up, quick 3 goals, and at that point the game's all but over. Because as well as this team plays defense, as good as their goaltending is, they're not giving up 4 goals at home. So then they kind of coasted the rest of the way. Important 2 points, and here's why. Number one, you're fighting for a playoff spot. Number two, look at the schedule in about the next 5 days. You go to Dallas. Dallas is really good. You're at home against Vegas. Vegas is the best team in the West. And then you're at home against Washington, which is the only team that's clinched a playoff spot. And, of course, the Alex Ovechkin hype and all of that as he gets closer and closer to Wayne Gretzky's goal record. So getting these 2 points and winning these 3 games in a row, very important for this Wild team, not only points-wise, but kind of for their psyches. Because they'd gone through a stretch there where goals were really hard to come by, and they seem to have broken the seal and are scoring goals again, which is a very good sign.
Yeah, and the Wild, it is amazing over their history how many times we get into the mode of, all right, they're in good shape, they have these teams in their rearview mirror, they have this many games, if they just average a point a game, they should get in, and they're in that mode right now.
Absolutely. You know, and you look at the stats, the guys who crunch the numbers and do math and stuff that I just can't do. And I know my own limitations. So I go to some websites that kind of crunch these numbers every day. Well, there's still like a 97% chance of getting into the playoffs. So I don't think they were ever really at risk of falling out of that race. But, there were some changes. There have been some injuries. That seems like it's the way it's gone all season is guys coming in and out of the lineup. Marco Rossi leaves the last game after the first period, and nobody knows his status. He comes back and plays today. Not only plays, but he snaps a streak of 11 games he'd gone without a goal, and it seems to be getting his groove back at the right time. And then the other guy I wrote about today, Justin Brazo, you know, who came over at the trade deadline, big guy from Boston. He had 10 goals with the Bruins, hadn't scored yet for the Wild. He gets the eventual game winner today on just a classic crash the net kind of play, using that big body of his. He's about 6'6", and that's before he puts skates on. So that was kind of an encouraging sign, too, because that's the kind of gritty, big net front player you're going to need come playoff time.
Yeah, and for the Wild, you mentioned all these games, and you go to Dallas, come back, get Vegas, and Alexander Ovechkin in here, and all these home games. But it's just a lot of games in a short period of time. I mean, literally, the day's off, there's no time to practice or go over anything. It's just pretty much about rest right now.
Absolutely. And you've seen that with John Hines. You know, they've canceled their off-day practices more often than not in this last stretch they've had here where they had played their last seven games in a row at home. And he says it's not like we're introducing new systems at this point in the year. It's not like we're going over new stuff. You know, the guys know what they have to do. And frankly, at this time of year, rest is maybe your biggest weapon. If you can get home, if you can get around your family, if you can just rest your body, you know, all of that. That's probably the best thing you want to do right now.
All right. You brought up injuries. You and I have talked all year, and once again, we are grateful for your time, Jess, here on News Talk 830-WCCO. What's the latest on the injury front? This is a recording.
You know, John Hines had a great line. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago at practice. We asked him how Marco Rossi was. He said, "I think he's going to be fine." And then he said, "But I want to hedge that because the way this season has gone, you know, I'll go downstairs." And he said, "Three guys that are out of the lineup will be fine, and three new guys that are fine will be injured." It's been crazy the way this season is. So Marco Rossi is back. That's fine. He missed two periods. He's playing great. Jonas Brodin came back this year. Now, normally that would be a big story, Jonas Brodin coming back from injury. But it's the fourth time this season he's come back from injury. So we were a bunch of the writers were kind of joking that it's kind of becoming a stale storyline. You know, Jonas Brodin is returning to the lineup because he does it about every month and a half. But I'm not making light of it at all. He's a cog on this defense. He's a veteran, and it's important to have him back, and it was good to have him back today. Absolutely. Marcus Foligno now has missed the last couple games. He's got an upper body injury. They're taking him kind of day by day. So aside from all of that, the two big question marks that everybody asks about, and we kind of joke with John Hines, we ask him about it about every other day just to get the update, but Joel Eriksson Ek and Kirill Kaprizov are still out of the lineup. Neither of them has begun skating yet. So we're getting on to what, like 12, 13 games left in the season. Kind of running out of time here if these guys are going to be factors in a potential playoff run. But hopeful that they'll get back on the ice soon and things will start pointing the right direction for those two guys.
Yeah, and Jess, it's not like the NFL where they have these detailed injury reports. You know exactly what's going on. In reality, in the NHL, you kind of get upper body, lower body. You get a little clue beyond that. And then really, them getting on the ice and skating on their own is the first sign. And until that happens, well, you know, being in a game is a ways off.
Yeah, it's a process. You know, first they start skating on their own. Then they start skating with the team kind of limited in practice. Then they get to be full participants in practice. Then ideally you get back on the ice. And I'll caution people, too. We've seen this before with Kirill Kaprizov because the way he plays, he's gotten hurt before. He's a guy who needs maybe 3-4 games to get back up to speed. So factor that in as well, because, you know, him getting back on the ice will be one step, and then him getting kind of his groove back will be another step, and hopefully we're going to see that sooner rather than later, especially as this team approaches the playoffs. That could be an incredible weapon to have. If you've got Kirill Kaprizov healthy and rested coming into a playoff run, that could be really good things for this team.
One other thing I wanted to bring up, we'll find out the men's hockey tournament, NCAA men's college hockey tournament, pairings matchups tomorrow. Are you still thinking Minnesota ends up in Fargo?
The way it's looking, the four-team field in Fargo, and we're pretty well set with the field now. We kind of know who's in, who's going to be out for the most part. A couple of the lower division kind of conferences have their championship games tonight, so one of those two teams will get in. But it looks like the four teams in Fargo, in some order, are going to be the Gophers, Western Michigan, Minnesota State, Mankato, and probably the University of Massachusetts, UMass. So the way it's looking, it'll be Gophers, UMass first game, probably Western Michigan, Minnesota State in one game, and then the winners will come out of that Fargo regional. Crazy night last night in college hockey, Steve. I said this is kind of a Gopher fan's dream. Within about 2 hours of each other, Michigan and North Dakota both got eliminated from the NCAA tournament. So if you're a Gopher fan who doesn't happen to like the team in maize and blue or the team in green, it was a good night for you last night, even though your team didn't play.
One final note, women's Frozen Four, we've brought it up all day. It'll be a great Wisconsin team against Ohio State at Ritter Arena tomorrow at 3. The Badgers have dropped one game in 38 tries this year. It's extraordinary.
You know, the talk coming into yesterday's semifinal was, well, you know, it's tough to beat a team six times in a year, you know, that Gophers-Badgers matchup. Well, it's not that tough if you're as good as Wisconsin is. God, they are just a wagon of a team. And it was funny. The Wild had their morning skate yesterday, and right afterwards, the Minnesota Frost are skating. Well, of course, here come in the Ohio State players wearing their Buckeye gear. Here come in the former Badger players wearing their red. Here comes in Taylor Heise, you know, and Grace Zumwinkel and some of the former Gophers, you know, talking about how they're rooting for their team. Kind of a fun scene there at Tria Rink yesterday.
Yeah, and it'll be a great final in the Women's Frozen Four at Ritter. It is sold out. It's always great, and hopefully we can visit again soon.
Always great to talk hockey. Have a great weekend, Steve.
There he is, Jess Myers, and covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. We'll come back here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.